programming sponsored by Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Over 100% financing on auto loans. Where you bank does matter.
The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at relevantradio.com.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
And welcome to The Inner Life. I'm Chuck Neff. This is our program about spiritual direction. We come to you every weekday to give you a little bit of help, a little bit of hope on your journey of faith. It is great to have all of you with us on the program today. Let's say hello to our spiritual director, Father Peter Arminio. One of our regular contributors back with us once again, Father Peter, a priest of Opus Dei, widely sought after speaker in his ministry of preaching retreats and days of recollection. And Father Peter also appears on the St. Jose Maria Institute podcast, Preaching Meditations, and all of that can be found on our Relevant Radio mobile app. Father Peter Arminio, happy Advent. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Happy Advent to you, Chuck, and everybody, all you listeners. It's great to be back, as always.
And good to have you with us today. And we're going to talk about our pledge drive, our fall pledge drive, during the hour. And it's a partnership challenge hour this hour, by the way, if you're just joining us. Whatever you might choose to donate today in this hour, matched 100%, we'll tell you all about that. But we're going to talk more directly about this time of the year and holiday blues.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and if you're feeling a little down, you and our listening audience, maybe even depressed, We're going to invite you to join us on the program today and just talk with us. And we probably can't fix something for you, but we can sure let you know you're not alone on your journey of faith. So if you'd like to join us on the program today, let's open up our phone lines in the studio, 888-914-9149. You can email us to innerlife@relevantradio.com. So, Father Peter, get us started. When we talk about this time of the year and we talk about the holiday blues, can we make the point right off the bat that this is pretty normal stuff?
Very normal stuff. But I'm just wondering, Chuck, I need all the help I could get. I wonder if I should begin this with a memorare.
Oh, you know what? Yes, we do. We see, I'm so far down the road in this hour that I've just missed that all.
That's all right.
Thank you for reminding
Mary's
me.
Mary's called Cause of Our Joy, so I better get off to the right start.
Please. We like to start each hour of this program in particular, but each hour of the Pledge Drive week with the memorare. And Chuck, the brain dead host, kind of forgot all about that.
No problem.
So, Father Peter, lead us in the memorare.
Here goes. All right. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father Peter Arminio, our spiritual director. Father Peter, thank you.
My pleasure.
I was about 6 minutes into the program, and we're only 3 minutes in, so I forgot
right.
The prayer. let's get us started. And when we talk about holiday blues and being a little depressed this time of year, it's not all that unusual, is it?
Not unusual, and I would say very common. And I've been through the drill since I've been a priest almost 37 years. So for 37 years, I've been hearing about the Christmas blues. So, you know, it's kind of standard. And one reason is that it's a little bit psychological as well. I mean, you're reminded that it's a time of happiness. It's a time of family reunion when you grow up and you reunite during the holidays, especially Christmas. And it's a law of life. Sickness sets in. Loved ones depart from this world. And you reminisce those good old times when you were healthy and younger and everybody was around. And I would say it even gets idealized, which is, I think, a healthy idealization, you know, reminiscing about the good old times of Christmas. But I would say there's a silver lining in those blues, because as beautiful as health is, or being with loved ones, or being healthy or even getting the presence of your desires, it's overrated, that these are partial goods that can never satisfy the human heart. And if we recall, the first nativity was a rough one. And this is a time to really be centered on Christ. And I always marvel at people who suffer a lot, but they're very holy and they're centered on Christ. And, you know, they've lost loved ones. They're not healthy, not financially secure. And there's that sparkle in their eye, and there's that joy in their eye, and they're enjoying the Christmas season. I'm sure, like any other human being, they reflect on, you know, the absences of loved ones and health and finances. But the baseline of their lives is that of joy, for the simple reason that they are concentrating on Christ in terms of prayer and concentrating on Christ by helping other people. You do that, you're going to always have a happy Christmas.
Yeah. Father Peter Arminio, our spiritual director on the program today, talking about the holiday blues. And if you'd like to join us, and maybe this time of the year is a difficult one for you, maybe you're feeling a little down right now, maybe you're in fact depressed. But if you'd like to join us, spend some time with Father Peter, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. That's our toll-free line into the studio. And you can always email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. You know, Father Peter, you think back, this time of the year, and you think back on those memories of years gone by, the people who were part of our lives. Those were great memories. I mean,
no doubt about it.
I mean, those are great times.
Those are great times, and eventually they can't be duplicated. In heaven, they'll be duplicated in a spectacular way, but, you know, we have to wait for that. And we should not be in the mad rush, Chuck. But that's, you know, and that's a healthy recollection. But I think we just got to avoid that my happiness is contingent on ducks being in place, that the right circumstances are there. We shouldn't be puritanical. Of course it's a happy time to be with family and having health and being together and partying and singing. All that's beautiful. But there's a deeper meaning in Christmas. It includes that, but it's much deeper, and it has to be centered on Christ. And I think we're in a culture that this is, it's very celebratory, but there's a lot of distractions on the superficial, the parties, the festivities during Advent, where Advent we're supposed to be preparing and concentrating through prayer and service to others. And those distractions also don't help to get at the root of joy, the real source of joy.
Father Peter Arminio, our spiritual director, let's take our first break, talking today about the holiday blues. And if you're feeling a little down and want to join us on the program today, toll-free phone number for you, 888-914-9149. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in a moment.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
The amount of giving that my husband and I have begun to do since our conversion, not just in terms of money, but in terms of love and in terms of giving our time to our community, it's increased exponentially. And that's one of the reasons that I want to encourage your listeners to make a donation, and why my husband and I keep Relevant Radio at the top of our list for donations and all those other charities that are so near and dear to our heart, pro-life causes and evangelization causes. We realize those charities benefit from the mission of Relevant Radio. And that's why Relevant Radio is at the top of our list.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
Join the family now at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Love to hear those miracle moments and hear how Relevant Radio has had such an impact on someone's life. 877-291-0123 to join the family. And we have word that this is another partnership challenge hour. If you give us a call this hour, we're going to see that your donation is doubled. 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. 0123. And Chuck, I've got some big news here. Are you there?
I am here, okay. And I can see the big news and share this with everybody. Wow. Listen to this, folks.
Yes, we received an anonymous $5,000 gift from California. Thank you so much for that $5,000 gift. That gets doubled to $10,000. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app. And I know from taking calls over the years that, you know, you hear those big dollar amounts come in, and you may be thinking, oh, I've only got like $5 or $10 to give. I should probably not call. Please pick up the phone. Give us a call. Thousands of people donating that $5 or $10. That becomes big-time support for Relevant Radio, doesn't it, Chuck?
Neil Robbins, in fact, it does become a big, big part of what we're doing. We do this four times a year, these quarterly pledge drives. Quite frankly, it's all about saving souls. We're just trying to give you a little help and hope on your journey of faith, helping you seek out the truth. So many people searching for the truth, and Relevant Radio is a bit of an oasis in trying to do that. But we do this four times a year, and now that we have merged with Immaculate Heart Radio, we have this nationwide network. And so the costs have increased. Let's just say they've increased quite a bit. So we have a need today and this week. We have a need of $2.4 million to keep operating the way we want to keep operating. And so that's why we're very practically turning to you to ask you for a little help, some financial help. And this hour, in fact, all day today, it's a partnership challenge hour. So whatever you choose to donate, and maybe it's another $5,000. God bless you and thank you if you can.
Sure,
do that.
Why not?
Yeah, but maybe, you know what? Maybe it is. As Neil's talking about, maybe it's $5 or $10. God bless you. That $5 turns into another five, $10 into another $10, $100 into another $100, $500 into another $500. This is a partnership challenge hour. So whatever you choose to donate, it's matched 100%. So here's your number again, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And Neil, I mean, the reality is, I mean, who likes to ask for money? I mean, nobody. Come on, let's be honest. Nobody really likes to ask to do that. But you know what? We're just trying to be honest with all of you in our listening audience. We can't do this without you. Believe me, we cannot do this out without you. And very practically, we're just asking you to prayerfully consider making a donation. So call now, 877-291-0123. Neil, we really do need this, don't we?
We sure do. $2.4 million need to hit by 7 Eastern on Friday evening. 877-291-0123. We'll have you on and off the phone. It takes about 2 minutes. Or if you're like Chuck, you can make your donation online in 28 seconds.
Yeah, 29
seconds on the Relevant Radio app. Donate on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. When you're on the website, you can check out all the different pledge premiums we have for you this time around. Hey, pick up the phone. Join the family now at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Hi, this is Father Rocky. Leading up to December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, I'd like to invite you to join us in a special novena to the Blessed Mother to pray for your family. This prayer is taken from the Handbook of Prayers. Sixth Day, Mary Co-Redemptrix. Lord our God, in your eternal wisdom, you fill out the passion of Christ through the suffering that his members endure in the many trials of this life. As you gave his mother strength in her agony to stand by the cross of your son, grant that we too may bring loving comfort to others in their distress of mind or body. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
For more information, tap the prayer tab, then devotions on the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life Spiritual Directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. I'm Chuck Neff, along with our producer, Tim Mersch, Billy Wooten, answering your phone calls today. And if you're just joining us, Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director. Father Peter is one of our regular contributors, a priest of Opus Dei, and you can hear his podcast on the St. Jose Maria Institute podcast. They can be found on our Relevant Radio mobile app. So check out Father Peter Armenio and the St. Jose Maria Institute podcast. We are talking today on The Inner Life about holiday blues. It's pretty normal for many of us to kind of go through this time of the year and just maybe feeling a little down, missing loved ones, maybe not being with loved ones during this time of the year. And, you know, sometimes that leads to depression. But if you'd like to join us, that's what we're talking about today. And maybe, you know, it's a little bit of a downtime for you this time of year. If you'd like to join us, spend some time with Father Peter. Toll-free number 888-914-9149. And Father Peter, you were talking before we went to the break, and the irony of this time of the year, these normal reactions to loved ones that maybe have gone on, maybe in another part of the country or another part of the world, all pretty normal stuff. But the irony is that Advent and certainly Christmas, I mean, this is a season of joy. We have a Savior, and yet sometimes the world gets in the way, and we kind of gets a little dim or out of focus in terms of what this time of year is really all about.
Exactly. And also the first description of the Savior of the world is not, you know, a theological term like hypostatic union, but he's called good news of great joy. He's joy that needs to be transmitted to others. And John is more theological, says that he is the absolute meaning of human life in chapter 1. He's the light and life of all people. And subconsciously, people know that. And when they find that their joy is just not where it should be, the season backfires a little bit. But it need not. It really should. Chicago plus what doesn't help today exceptionally is there's a little bit of sun out, but it's usually windy and gray and cold and flurries, and the days are much shorter, so that doesn't help either. You know, there's even a physiological component to the blues.
Well, yeah, and you know the days are shorter, so it's darker longer.
Yes,
and so the darkness of our day can sometimes impact and touch everything else that's going on as well, as you're talking about.
Exactly. But again, that silver lining is okay. Well, what would I recommend? And we need not panic if you know we have all the right answers, but we still find ourselves blue. But, all right, well, let's commit ourselves to some Eucharistic adoration. I mean, that's really living Advent in the Christmas season, because Bethlehem means house of bread, which is symbolic of a church or a chapel, and manger comes from a Latin word, manducare, where it's a apparatus from which animals eat, and so there's a lot of Eucharistic imagery in the birth of Jesus. And, you know, even his infancy, you know, he was not, you know, a special infant. He was an infant that we would normally see among our friends, among our family, among our children. And so his divinity is especially hidden. And so that points to the Eucharist. So I would say maybe one of the reactions, real healthy reaction, okay, maybe I should spend more time in front of the tabernacle. And maybe we'll say, well, with all this festivity and all the work and all the Christmas preparations, I don't have time. Well, that should be a little bit of a red flag as well, you know.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of just being grateful? We've just celebrated Thanksgiving, and certainly it's a time to be thankful. But as we move toward Christmas and then into the Christmas season, yes, maybe our family is in, you know, distant parts of the country or distant parts of the world, and maybe we have parents, as I do, who have gone on and are no longer with us. But what a time to look back and be grateful for those people in our lives and the people who have touched and impacted our respective journeys so much. So can gratitude play a big part in what we're talking
about?
Yes,
gratitude, because what is gratitude? Gratitude is identifying personally how a person has loved you. and recognizing that love. That's why you thank. That's why we appreciate someone thanked us. Well, they realized, hey, I love you. And that obviously applies to the blessings God has showered on us, more than saying, well, I wish I were, 16 years old or 9 years old, eagerly looking for presents under the tree and with a family reunion. I need to reflect on that and thank God that I was blessed to have those kinds of experiences, which the great majority, unfortunately, that's why we're here to evangelize, do not have those kinds of experiences. And the countless blessings that we have that come especially to the fore during the Christmas season. So I would say the Christmas just is sort of like an embryonic narrative of the cross of Jesus as well. And now that Jesus has died and resurrected from the dead, just to quote the saints and quoting St. John the Cross, St. Jose Maria, St. Teresa, that finding Christ on the cross also is a source of joy. And the Christmas narrative is a little bit of a sneak preview of what's going to happen 33 years later. And there's a lot of symbolism pointing to that. So I think there's a lot of hope on one hand to reflect on the blessings, and on the other hand to go a little bit deeper into the Advent and Christmas message.
Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director, talking about the holiday blues, and if you're feeling a little down as you head into this Advent season and certainly into Christmas and want to join us on the program, toll-free phone number for you, 888-914-9149 is our toll-free phone number. You're talking about Christmas. I remember that Christmas when I was 8 years old. Wow. But it just makes me think, Father Peter, sometimes we just have to look ahead to this Christmas and what can we do now to make this Christmas special?
Absolutely. I remember one of the Christmases visiting a homebound woman who passed away shortly, not because of my visit, but she did pass away shortly after the visit. And it was a real Christmas gift because of her faith. I visited and she said, there's nothing I would like more than to be able to go to Mass, but she was bedridden. And she couldn't, she was on oxygen and needed hearing aids. I mean, she was hurting, but a very saintly woman. And I said Mass there, and boy, she lit up, no pun intended, like a Christmas tree.
Wow. Father Peter Armenio, our spiritual director today, talking about the holiday blues, and if you'd like to join us, what's going on in your journey of faith? Maybe it's a tough time for you, but toll-free if you'd like to join us when we come back from the break, 888-914-9149. A short break. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up after these messages.
Join the family at 877-291-0123. This is Neil Robbins. I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys here at Relevant Radio. I work in the production department. 877-291-0123. Online at relevantradio.com or with the Relevant Radio app. We have a dollar-for-dollar match, a 100% match right now. Whatever you can give, whether it's $5, $50, $500, $5,000, it will be matched 100% and doubled. And a reminder that this is the last pledge drive that we have for 2017, so make that tax-deductible donation. Well, you can still claim it on your taxes. You can do that if you get your donation in before the 31st. 877-291-0123. Chuck, I jotted down a little bit, a quick note from your conversation with Father Peter Armenio, that this time of year, we need to take that joy and transmit it to others. And it's something that we try to do day in and day out here at Relevant Radio. Just looking at some of the prayer requests coming in, and please leave your prayer requests with us when you call with your gift. I'm just looking here. I see addiction. I see there's depression. There's addiction again. There's alcoholism. Relevant Radio gives you hope day in and day out when life looks hopeless, doesn't it, Chuck?
Well, you do, and you talk about that, Neil, and I don't know if many of our listeners know, but we have a chapel in Green Bay where our headquarters are, and this chapel, we have people praying before the Blessed Sacrament every hour of the broadcast day. For all of you in our listening audience, they are praying for you and taking these intentions that Neil is talking about, taking them into the chapel and praying with them, in front of them, and praying for you. So when you send us a prayer request, we're not just passing it off and stacking them up someplace. These are taken very, very seriously. We take them into the chapel before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and we pray for you. So that's what this Relevant Radio Network is all about. And we're growing. And we're growing because of you, because you are making a difference for what we're trying to do. You support us financially. You send us your prayer request, and we know you pray for us as well. And you know what? Some of you just take the time to listen. Well, God bless you for doing that. And this Relevant Radio Network is growing because of you. Well, we want to keep doing it, and I've got to believe you want us to keep doing it too. And so that's why we come to you four times a year. This is one of those times of the year, this fall pledge drive, join the family, very practically ask you to make a donation. So we're doing that this hour throughout the week. And as Neil said, this is a 100% partnership challenge hour. So whatever you choose to donate is matched 100%. We had a notice earlier in the hour of a $5,000 donation from a listener in the San Francisco area. God bless you. And maybe you can make that kind of a contribution. And you know what? Maybe you can only make a $10 contribution. It all makes a difference. So we're just asking you to prayerfully consider making that donation now. 877-291-0123 is the toll-free phone line. Operators, and they're very friendly, waiting to take your phone call right now. Don't forget, online, relevantradio.com, and on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Now, we keep saying it, don't we, Neil? Boy, we need the help of our listeners. We're on the air because of them, and we need to stay on the air because of them.
Amen. Yeah, donation big or small, whatever you can do, your donation is doubled right now. 877-291-0123. As Father Rocky likes to say, if everybody does something, we will get to that $2.4 million by the end of the day on Friday. 877-291-0123. You can donate online at relevantradio.com. Please join the family.
Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country, made possible by your financial support. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Don from Fort Myers, Florida. Are you with us, Don?
Yes, I am. I just want to let you know that by listening to you, I just stumbled across the radio station one day, and you were giving definitions of words of the Bible, the Hebrew, the Latin, the Greek, and the questions that I had been questioning all my life about verses and whatever in the Bible, they were answered. And I am now, I'm attending RCIA, and I listen to you daily.
Oh, mazel tov, as we say in Skokie.
For the last year.
That's wonderful. All those little Catholic, I think we should have an adjunct course in the RCIA for all the little Catholic abbreviations. Rite of Christian Initiation for adults. So that's great. What flavor Christian are you at the moment?
I've gone to different Christian churches throughout the years, but I never found one that really talked to me until I started listening to all of the shows, Drew. Wow. and everybody. I'm being enlightened. And it's truly what I believe, and I feel like this is where I belong.
This miracle moment was made possible by you and your past financial support of Relevant Radio. Call and donate now.
By becoming a recurring gift partner, you agree to contribute $25 or more each month through automatic deductions from your credit card, debit card, or bank account with no specified end date. That means continuous membership for you without renewal appeals or reminders from us. Make a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Relevant Radio saved my marriage. Truly, being willing to listen to the calling that God had given me with my marriage, and had to admit that I was the one who needed to change. And if anything was going to happen for the better in this marriage, that I had to stop complaining so much and just start being grateful for everything that I did have. And so it's turned my marriage around, and we're like newlyweds, and it's the best it's ever been. And it's like we're high school sweethearts again. And I am so grateful for all the work that you guys do.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Two things. First of all, I want everyone to realize this is listener supported. Why don't you bag your lunch for 1 week, and that money that you would have used on lunch, give it to Relevant Radio. And I want to touch about obviously creating a wholesome life in the family, a culture of life. You know, the prerequisite, obviously, of someone having to make the decision of abortion or not, or keeping the baby, would be raising your children right, raising them to be God-fearing, raising them to be little disciples of God, teaching them to be great Christians, raising them in the wonderful traditions of the Catholic faith, and letting them know, hey, we all make mistakes, and you don't know what to do. You have to confide in me as your father. And obviously, you have to dedicate time for that. We live in a busy world. Everyone works. People are facing financial hardship. People are losing their homes. Despite that, we have to dedicate time for the Lord in the house. And I'll get off the phone and I'll let you guys talk about that, because I got to get back to work. God bless and have a great day.
Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. That's a great point, Father Chris. Dedicate time. We have to work at building a culture of life, don't we?
It is. You know, and I think that what he was saying flows out of something I wanted to mention, and it was another little line that somebody came up with. It said, you know, we have to remember the church isn't pro-birth. The church is pro-life, right? And so it's not just that we want children just to be born, but we want them to, again, live the lives that they're called to. And the first community that they're born into is the family.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com. The Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. Join the family now.
Welcome back. Good to have all of you with us on The Inner Life today. Father Peter Arminio, our spiritual director. Father Peter is a priest of Opus Dei, one of our regular contributors here on the program, talking today as we head into this, or now in the Advent season, heading toward Christmas, about holiday blues. And don't we all, think of those great memories of times past and maybe idealize them a little bit, but this can be a tough time of the year for so many of us. And if perhaps you're going through that right now and want to join us on the program, it's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But Father Peter, you know, when we talk about holiday blues, and again, let's make the point, because I know we do have listeners who are joining us as we move through the hour here, that in many ways, this is just a normal reaction to really some great memories that maybe you have family and friends who maybe are no longer with us, but maybe now even in a different part of the country, not with us during this time of the year. So it's a normal reaction, and let's make sure we let everybody know that. But
yes.
What are some things that when we're starting to feel a little down, when things are starting to happen that we don't want to be that way, and yet we are, what might we do to maybe, help us in these moments?
Well, I would recommend as much as possible to reach out to people. Begin with family. If family is not in the immediate vicinity, to do things with friends. I mean, this is all very Christian and very Christmas season-ish. And if possible, do corporal works of mercy. That also engenders thanksgiving. At my age now, good friends of mine are, you know, in rehab centers, nursing homes. They have conditions like Parkinson's and dementia and all those kinds of things. And it's always a joy to reach out and to lift someone's spirits. It's always an encounter with Christ, who is good news of great joy. It sounds almost counterintuitive. How do I become happy during the Christmas season? No, not by partying or drinking spiked eggnog, but go out and visit someone in need, visit a sick person, or give a little bit of attention to someone who's lonely or may not have that many friends, whatever it may be. That is a great cure of the Advent or Christmas blues. The more we give of ourselves to others, the more true joy sets in. I would not just do that. I would devote more time to prayer. I'd include the rosary, Eucharistic piety. And I guarantee it may not be the joy of, you know, someone who is satiated with good food or someone who is enjoying good health or is young and has loved ones all at their disposal. But I guarantee you will have a deeper joy and a true one as well.
Yeah, you know, Father Peter, as you're talking about this, it just reminds me, because I think sometimes when we do reach out, and maybe it is somebody in a nursing home or maybe even a loved one who's living with a Parkinson's or some other, you know, disease that's very difficult, I think sometimes that we don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. And so maybe we don't even go talk to them. But can you make the point here? Because my experience is that when we go and meet with somebody, and let's just use somebody with Parkinson's in a nursing home, ask them how they are doing.
Yes.
They want to talk about this, and yet we don't always feel comfortable asking them. But it's such a great question. And so, yeah, maybe we're feeling down. They're definitely feeling down.
Oh, absolutely.
But when we ask them how they're doing and how is it going, and maybe it's not going great, we lift them up in some way. I don't get that, but we do.
We lift them up because what these people need, more than advice or solutions, that there's no human solutions, they want a listening ear. They want that experience, this friend cares about me. This being nervous and being tongue-tied is, I wouldn't give that much importance. Yeah, maybe try to get prepared, this is what we're going to talk about, just to keep the conversation going. But that's very secondary. Your presence is primary. Your inquiring questions, your listening ear, your smile on your face, that goes such a long way. And spending that kind of time with that person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know for us, we had, and I told the story actually when it happened in September, we had our best friend suffer a heart attack and die right in front of us in early September. So this Christmas is going to be our friend Rosie's first Christmas without her husband John. And so I know that, one, we need to be with her, but I know also that we need to be honest enough and just to say, how are you doing? How's it going? And it's probably not going to be going great.
No.
Now she's got family and friends and all those kinds of things, but she doesn't have her husband anymore.
No.
And not this year. And we not in this life, but we need to be comfortable enough and loving enough to ask her about that.
Right. Probably, yeah, absolutely. And if you could get it in without being preachy, I would say, and it's theologically very sound, it may not be her best Christmas, but it's certainly your husband's best Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the perfection of Christmas, and our faith tells us that part of our heaven, part of our ideal Christmas is one day to be reunited together in heaven, contemplating God, that St. Paul says you can't even imagine the joy and the happiness that will occur in the beatific vision. So I think, yeah, and not to fight the sorrow. I mean, that's part of being a Christian as well. You know, I'm without my loved one, without my spouse, there is sorrow here. It's a reminder that he's not here. But at a deeper level, he's in heaven, and he's enjoying his Christmas. He's interceding. He's not far from me. He's even closer, not in literally in spirit, not in body yet. And one day I'll be reunited. So those kinds of supernatural thoughts should kick in too.
Father Peter Arminio, our spiritual director. Let's take another break, talking today about the holiday blues. And if you'd like to join us when we come back, how's it going for you? Toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. We'll take a short break and be right back. Stay with us. More of The Inner Life coming up in a moment.